Krisis Perk Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. This is one more Mishnah. It has two parts to it. The first part is just like the previous, where instead of talking about your daughter and your stepdaughter, etc., we're going to talk about your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law's mother, and your father-in-law's mother. Three more cases in which essentially they'll be basically the same, except for the first of the seven reasons why you can't sleep with this person under penalty of bringing a kares and chatas for each of those seven. So that's the first part, one of these three family trees. You're going to need to either follow along very carefully. I'm going to use the names of the art scroll diagrams, use those. It's going to be hard to follow otherwise. And then the second part of the mission is a different point, so hold on for that. So the first case will be the mother-in-law. Okay, so here's how it could be that a person is forbidden to marry his mother-in-law in seven different ways. It's going to be Reuven is the son-in-law and Basmas is the mother-in-law. So the family trees as follows. You have a man named Yishmael. Yishmael has a daughter named Basmas. He has a child with Basmas named Yehudas, and Yehudas marries Reuven. So at that point, Reuven is forbidden to Basmas in two ways, but Basachas at the same time. First of all, it's his mother-in-law because he's marrying Yehudas, and Yehudas' mother is Basmas, mother-in-law, and that's the essential one, so to speak. In addition, Basmas is also his wife's sister because his wife Yehudas has a father, Yishmael, and Basmas also has a father, Yishmael. So they're half-sisters, so that's enough, that's two. And then Reuven has a son from a different marriage, Chanoch, who marries Basmas. So now Basmas becomes his daughter-in-law. That marriage dissolves. Basmas marries Shimon, Reuven's brother, and then that marriage dissolves. But now, again, you got an additional reason, not just daughter-in-law, but also it's Reuven's brother's wife or ex-wife. And then she marries a third time, Basmas does, to Esav, Reuven's father's brother, Reuven's uncle, which is also an Isser. So now we're up to five, right? So we have your mother-in-law, wife's sister, former daughter-in-law, Kala, former brother-in-law, no issue of Yibum, that doesn't help anything. And now your father's brother, that's up to five. Plus she's an Ashes Ish because she's still married. Plus she became a Nida, so that's a total of seven. Okay, that's the first of the cases. The words inside read as follows. Habal Chamoso, one who sleeps with his mother-in-law, meaning Reuven sleeping with Basmas in the description of that family tree. Chai v'lehem mishum chamaso. First of all, it's his mother-in-law, because it's his wife, Yudas's mother. And v'kalaso, it's his daughter-in-law, because she was then married to Chanoch, his daughter, from a different marriage. V'achos ishto, also it's his wife, Yudas's sister, because they're the same father, Yishmael. V'eshes achiv, then she was married to Reuven's brother, Shimon. And then v'eshes achi achiv, then she was married to Reuven's father's brother, Esav. And then, Beishas Ish, she's still married. Venida, she became Venida, that's seven. V'chein ha-ba'al em chamosa, ba'al em chamav. You can have a similar setup where she's usher seven ways as either Reuven's mother-in-law's mother or Reuven's father-in-law's mother. What are the cases there? The different family trees. First, the mother-in-law's mother situation. So we're going to have here, Reuven is going to be not allowed to be with Leah, who's his mother-in-law's mother. What's a family tree? You have a fellow named Lavan. Lavan has a daughter, Leah. Leah has a daughter, Dinah. That's Lavan's granddaughter. And then Lavan has a child with Dinah named Serach. Okay? If Reuven marries Serach, so now his mother-in-law is Dinah, but his mother-in-law's mother is Leah. And that's the issue here. So Reuven can't be Leah because it's his mother-in-law, Dinah's mother. And in addition, it's also his wife's sister because Leah's father is Lavan, and Serach's father is Lavan, who had the child with Dinah. Okay, so that's two. And then you have the other five, which you know already. Reuven has another child from a different marriage, Chanoch. First, Leah marries Chanoch, and that's dissolved, but meanwhile, it's a daughter-in-law forevermore. And then she marries Shimon, Reuven's brother, so that's now your Reuven's brother's wife, even ex-wife forevermore. And then she marries Esav, Reuven's father's brother, and she's still married, and she's a Nida, they could do the seven, okay? And then you have another family tree, the third. Here we're going to have the father-in-law's mother. So it's going to be here, we're going to have the two people, going to be Leah and Levi. So what's the family tree? First, you have Keturah, and Keturah has a daughter named Leah. Okay, Leah's going to be the problematic father-in-law's mother. And Leah has a son named Reuven. Okay, Keturah, the grandmother, Leah, the daughter, Reuven, the grandson. Keturah and Reuven now have the child, his name is Dinah. And then Levi, he's the man who's problematic, marries Dinah. When Levi marries Dina, but Basachas, two things happen. He becomes Asar to Leah in two different ways. First of all, Leah is his father-in-law's mother, because Dina is Levi's wife. Reuven is her father, meaning her father-in-law, and Leah is Reuven's mother. That's the father-in-law's mother. And also, Leah is Dina's sister, so it's his wife's sister, because Leah's mother is Keturah, and also Dina's mother is Keturah. Okay, and then again, you know the other five steps. Leah marries Chanoch, Levi's son from a different marriage, and after that, being his Kala, she marries Shimon, his brother, and after that, she marries Esav, his uncle, his father's brother. So, that gets us to the same thing of seven, because she's still married to Esav, Zeish, and she's also Nida. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we're done with that kind of stuff. We have a new point here. This point is the point of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the words are Habal, Chamoso chayav aleh mishum chamoso v'em chamoso v'em chamav. He says there's the same kind of setup, if you will, but we can make a family tree where you're liable to sleep with one person, three different isurim. This isurim being your mother-in-law and also your mother's mother-in-law and also your mother-in-law's mother and also your father-in-law's mother. The three we had in the first half of the Mishnah. So first, let me just say the family tree, then I'll explain to you what the discussion here is about, because this is different. Family tree is as follows. You have a woman named Zilpah. Zilpah is going to be the problematic woman. Zilpah has three children. It's going to be Leah, Rachel, and Asher. Leah and Rachel are girls. Asher is a boy. And Leah has a daughter. Leah has a daughter, Yocheved, and Asher has a daughter, Serach. Okay? So Zilpah is the grandmother. There's three children, Leah, Rachel, and Asher. And two grandchildren, Leah's daughter Yocheved and Asher's daughter Serach. Now this guy Kalev goes, and Kalev marries all three of the women in the story. He marries Rachel and Yocheved and Serach, meaning Kalev marries Rachel, Zilpah's daughter, therefore Zilpah is his mother-in-law. He also marries Yocheved, who is Leah's child, so therefore Leah is his mother-in-law and Zilpah is his mother-in-law's mother. And he also marries Serach, who is the daughter of Asher. Therefore, Asher is Kalev's father-in-law. And therefore, Zilpah is his father-in-law's mother. So you have here, between Kalev and Zilpah, the three relationships, mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, and father-in-law's mother. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, like other cases, you'd be on the hook for three separate chataos. Now, on this point, the Chacham disagree, and Halach is like the Chacham. And the reason why this is different is because how do we know that mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, and father-in-law's mother are forbidden under penalty of Koras? The answer is it's a drush, okay? The Pasuk talks about one's daughter-in-law and son-in-law. Let me talk about a generation beneath that also. So the Pasuk Vikra Yerches Yudzayin says, Ervas Isha Uvita Lo Sigale. You can't have a mother and daughter. And also Es Bas Benav, Es Bas Bita lo sikach legalo servasa. We had the next generation down, not just like a mother and daughter, but also like to the granddaughters through the boy and girl. So, and there's a she'erahena zimahi, is that in the pasuk? Now, there's a drasha based on that pasuk that we'll learn not just going down a generation to the granddaughters from both directions, but also we go up generations, not just to the mother, but also the mother-in-law and the father-in-law's mother and mother-in-law's mother. Okay? I don't know if you follow that exactly. The point is that when you marry a daughter, you can't sleep with her mother. That's your mother-in-law. Then also you take it up generation to the mother-in-law's mother and the father-in-law's mother. Now, those three isurim of mother-in-law and mother-in-law's mother and father-in-law's mother are all learned out from the same pasuk. They're not explicit. It's all drasha. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, since we learn them all out, each one's a separate love, and therefore, which is true, you're chayav karas for any of those, and therefore, if it's somehow constructed that all three on the same woman, you're chayav for three chatos. But the Chacham say, listen, no. Since it's not explicit, but rather these three different isurim, mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother, all come from the same limud, from the same pasuk, nothing's explicit, they're from the same source, they all count as a single isur, in as much as if you arrange it that you're doing all three at once, you're still on the hook only for one Chatas, that's a sort of a principle as opposed to a detail, and that's the din. So the words on the inside say as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Habal Chamoso, one who sleeps with his mother-in-law, Chayav aleh Mishum Chamoso, he'd be in the hook for three things. First of all, his mother-in-law, Chamoso, and also Ve'em Chamoso. If it turns out, it's also his mother-in-law's mother. Remember Leah's mother, Zilpah. And also Ve'em Chamav. And also if it's her, it's called his father-in-law, Asher's mother also. So you're on the hook for three. Amr lo, but the rabbis reject that. And they say, Shaloshtan Shem Echad Hen. They're considered to be a single shame, a single box that you tick, inasmuch as, since they're all learned from the same pasuk, and there's not a separate explicit mention of each relationship separately as an isser, they're all rolled in together, so that if you do all three at once, so to speak, you're only chayav for one chatas, and again, that's the din.